brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, real fast. Annie in Florida, thanks for holding. You got cut off by a break earlier. Go ahead and make your other point there about what you're doing, waking folks up.
I just said I'm 77. I'm a great-great-grandmother, but that doesn't make me dead. Every place I go shopping, I open up my mouth to strangers that I never have met and tell them about all the bad things that are happening. And a lot of them will write down Infowars.com and say they're going there to listen. The only ones I can't get to listen is my family. They have on blinders and earmuffs.
Well, you know, salesmen will tell you the hardest people to sell stuff to, even, you know, snow cones in hell, is your family. Families, like, disrespect each other in the modern age, whereas in the old days, folks listen to their family. If you don't listen to your family, you don't respect yourself. People don't respect their parents. They don't honor their father and their mother. And that's why our society is so screwed up. And everybody knows, folks, parents aren't perfect, but it's sad to see the real breakdown of society. God bless you, Annie, and I appreciate what you're doing. Listen, the word of mouth. When I'm about to have my radio show come on, and I'm at a red light, and I see somebody with their window down, I'll roll my window down and say, hey, tune into 90.1. I'm going to be on in about an hour. It's really important info. I'm telling you, you want to hear this. Or if it's a Sunday show, I'll say, I'm about to be on 590 a.m. Tune in about an hour. I'm going to say important info, and I'll sit there at a gas station, start talking to everybody, and it's just what I do. And people are like, that's extremist. No, that's warning people. That's how you take the country back. Aaron, in Rhode Island, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you. You are the one that woke me up. I was really blind for far too long. And now that I have five children of my own, I've become exceedingly concerned with the state of the world. And although I've had some people walk away from me for the views that I've expressed and that I post a lot of the things that you say.
Well, that's just because they're sheep, so don't feel bad, yeah.
Well, I realize if they walked away from me, then that means they heard something. So perhaps that will get them out there doing their own research and do some good. I'm also calling about, I know you heard something last week. Gigi interviewed a friend of mine. He's the Iranian filmmaker, Bahman Nasiri. And he sent me a message that he wanted me to pass along to you. And you'll just give me 1 second. It's not very long. It says, Dear Mr. Jones, I urge you to give me 10 minutes of your show because I have important information and documented proof about a lot of things that the American people have to know right now.
Sure. Listen, I'll look into having him on. We had him on the nightly news. I think I've had 2 calls lobbying to get him on, but we'll look into that. I appreciate your call. Natalie in Australia, you're on the air at about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Hello. I just wanted to say something. Pre-Obama, my nephew who lives in Australia, he was 12 years old and had a hip problem, okay? And for 5 years, they kept changing the date for the operation. Well, it's never happened. And then recently, my brother, he went to the hospital. He has a weak chest. Now, he smokes, but they told him if he continues smoking, they won't help him. And when I came here, I came here legally, okay, to the United States, and I went to the ER with a health problem. I couldn't breathe, and they said it was walking pneumonia. I had no health care, but they fixed me up, okay? And I just wanted to say that when I tell people about you, they just want to be happy till they're not. And I just want to say for everybody out there who's worried or scared, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And God bless you, Alex.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Natalie. Now in the U.S. from Australia. Now, notice under social health care, can't get a hip replacement, can't see the doctor. She comes here, doesn't have any health care, gets it. Under Obamacare, gone. They're now turning homeless away. 1 month into Obamacare. Okay, we read the bill. It's the monumental screw job. But it doesn't matter because he's a Democrat, so you're racist if you're against it. Wake up and admit you were conned, Obamanoids. And mainline conservatives admit you've been conned as well. my friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
TheUltimateKnife.com presents the Fox Karambit Knife. This amazing knife is built for utility and defense purposes. Based on 6th century Indonesian design, the Fox Karambit Knife utilizes a patented Emerson waved feature that allows for true one-handed operation. Less than 3 inches in length, it deploys faster than a switchblade, yet has no springs. Italian-made craftsmanship is finally available here in the U.S. Knives of this caliber can cost up to twice as much and could take up to a year to order, but we have them available right now. And as legislation in the U.S. continues to add pressure to take away our rights to bear arms, you need a backup defense tool that's even faster than a handgun. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Call 888-541-4446. That's 888-541-4446. The Fox Karambit Knife, truly the best knife you'll ever own. Available only at TheUltimateKnife.com. Again, that's TheUltimateKnife.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you. Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, the 13th day of November 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. Eric Mueller, syndicated radio host. He also has a hit TV show on cable, God, Guns, and Automobiles. He has gotten the phone call, the offer, to join with Soron, $9-plus million to go with another syndicator and to start worshiping Obama. I don't know many other people who've personally told me stories like that, and he told me in a fit of honesty on his radio show today. And so he agreed to come on the show today in about 20 minutes, if he doesn't get cold feet, and give us the details. Now, again, for those that don't know, ladies and gentlemen, I have been offered more money than that. The first time it was less money. The second time, right at $9-plus million. And the third time, even more. People say, well, why don't you say who did this? Well, then no one ever gives you offers again. Then you're not known as a journalist. Then you're not known as a business person. The number one thing in business and life is that you don't speak to people in confidence and then release the information. That's the number one secret in college dating girls. Is the guy running around bragging about how many girlfriends he's got has got zero. The guy who isn't talking's got all the girls. You don't kiss and tell, ladies and gentlemen. The point is that you can talk about the offer, though, because we have WebMD getting millions a month from Obama to put out lies. You've got, famously, Armstrong Williams, one of thousands of talk show hosts and media columnists, paid billions of dollars. He was paid a quarter mil to say that it was conservative to have federalized schooling, that it is conservative to have No Child Left Behind, that basically federalizes things. No Child Left Behind, how about No Child Not Enslaved and Dumbed Down? Affordable Care Act, how about double, triple, quadruple the price, bankrupt the country, scam act? Patriot Act, how about the opposite of patriotism, the Stalin Act? See, oh, Affordable Care Act, No Child Left Behind, Patriot Act. Oh, a plan written by Big Pharma to put 50% of kids on psychotropic drugs? Let's call it New Freedom. Let's call the Ministry of Torture the Ministry of Love in 1984. Let's call war peace. Let's call slavery freedom. Let's call ignorance strength. That's what this is. And you've got the Democrats running around now on TV, Wasserman Schultz, the head of the DNC, on CNN, we played the clip days ago, saying, oh, no one's being denied. This is the best thing ever. And you go, but don't they know people know they're lying? Not their constituents. Their constituents only believe they can be successful by getting a free handout. They don't understand it's a takeover plan. And so they sit there and believe that, and they'll believe it next week, and next month, and next year, just like drug addicts going by crack over and over again, and it's going to be all right if they just get some more crack, or people go buy lottery tickets, because it's going to be okay as long as they, you know, just spend half their paycheck on lottery tickets. They're going to get that $50 million. It's going to be good. It's going to be great. And oh my gosh, my paycheck got cut. I only make $25,000 a year under Obamacare. And then I talked to the Obama supporters, like Obama phone lady, and she goes, he better get on it. I know he's going to give me that money soon. And Austin is full of mainline socialist communist Democrats who mean well. And I was going home late last night, and I pulled over to a restaurant by myself, and the parking lot was full of Battleground Texas stuff, and we're going to get your guns, stickers, and everything. I just said, I'm going to go in here and eat. So I tried to get a place in the corner and not be looked at. But they were all looking at me real scared. And they were all kind of waving. And then a lady came over and said, I didn't used to believe you, but now I know you're right. And then, you know, the waitress came over, your dinner's been paid for. And the place is a huge Democrat hangout. And I'm telling you, I saw that they understand they've been betrayed. But they only know because they're listeners of my show. And I'm not saying I'm something special. No one else is telling them. No one else is explaining it to them straight up. They just have no idea. You know, the average Democrat out there is still believing that they're going to get the pot of gold at the end of the rape row. And, you know, I use that term because that's what this is. We're being pilfered. We're being strip mined. We're being extracted. To use the words of Dylan Radigan when they basically didn't renew his contract and got rid of him at MSNBC because he dared say, mathematically, we're screwed. Mathematically, we're slaves. This is being done by megabanks. Emergency, red level alert. Oh, my gosh, that's extreme. You're supposed to play patty cake or maybe tiddlywinks or hopscotch up on the deck of the Titanic as it churns around and gets ready to break in two and go to the bottom. This is a guarantee, ladies and gentlemen. And now the truth is really starting to come out. Wait till I get to the latest NSA news. It's unbelievable. And we've got Mancow joining us in 15 minutes, if he doesn't chicken out. And I'm not saying that like nanny, nanny, boo-boo. You know, you're not willing to do it. He didn't even have cold feet to come on. He said he'd do it. There was some trepidation. And I was talking to him a little bit off air during a break. But, I mean, you want to tell people this type of stuff that the government is going around. In fact, will you print me the Washington Post article you had up earlier about them admitting the CIA is involved in domestic propaganda and buying off the media? This is going on, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's too late for me now because I've gone so far and people wouldn't wouldn't go along with it, even if I did try to sell out. But I mean, literally, ladies and gentlemen, I could be on 500 radio stations on 160-something, all the biggest ones, on Fox News, bigger than Glenn Beck. See, Glenn Beck figured out you can't sell out to the devil and has been unselling out. Or maybe never even really sold out, but he's just getting the fact that this whole thing's going down. Yeah, that's why Limbaugh's gotten more hardcore, and everybody's gotten more hardcore. I mean, we're on a collision course with destruction. We've got a destiny of hellish inferno if we don't change our destiny. Destination void. Destination hellhole. Destination scam. Destination fraud. But let me just do this. Let me just read you the headlines. Let's see if I can do it. Washington Times, Boehner says House won't negotiate with Senate on immigration bill and that it's dead. Knowing Boehner, that could be some type of double cross operation. Here's that article I mentioned. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans, and there are hundreds of billions in Pentagon slush funds now being used to buy off even the smallest blogs. That's why I told you all hell is going to break loose, folks. You're going to see bloggers come out and say, I've murdered people. You're going to see talk show hosts come out and attack us. You're about to see it's all about to break loose, okay? And whoever you see being attacked from by the power structure and the so-called alternative media, you can bet that's where the paychecks are coming from. You can bet that's who's getting paychecks, okay, to attack. That's why, even though I have differences with mainline libertarians and conservatives, the globalists plan on getting rid of them too now. So we're all in the same boat, emergency situation, all hands on deck. This is it. This is the beginning. Because you notice they're uncloaked now. Everybody knows they're a criminal takeover. It's all over the news that we're all being surveilled illegally, that there are FEMA camps, that they're training for total collapse. Now they're uncloaking because they're getting ready to go operational. They don't have any choice. There's moves to impeach Holder. There's moves to impeach Obama, which should happen. But if we don't aggressively get on the offense, we're going to lose everything. Now, let me go over some of these headlines here. Saudi Arabia, Cuba, People's Republic of China, three of the greatest tyrannies on earth, will join UN Human Rights Council and decide what's a human right and what isn't, and will help cover up tyranny. And now that the U.S. is the absolute center of evil, now all these other tyrants get to pose as human rights advocates. I have to tell you what to do in Saudi Arabia and China with mobile execution vans in Cuba and Saudi Arabia. You don't hear any of the gay rights activists talking about how they execute you over there if you're gay. Or if you're caught in North Korea with a Bible, they're executing thousands a week now in public executions. Oh, no, that's all trendy. That's all trendy. So, again, mass public executions carried out in seven North Korean cities. Isn't that? No, that's total government. That's where we're headed. Barack Obama's popularity falls to all-time low. For the first time, a majority of Americans think the president is dishonest and untrustworthy, and that's in their whitewash mainline Gallup polls and Quebec University polls. I mean, that's selected people they're calling, even their own dumbbells. They can't even call their regular dumbbells and get them to buy the suckering anymore. But don't worry, Motley Crue 6 has had enough of our celebrity president. And, of course, he was on the bandwagon with him 3 years ago. But, I mean, that's the power of trendiness. And nothing against Six and all the rest of them. I know they're listeners and play clips of my videos at their concerts. I'm not bragging. It just shows how popular the show is. When I last went to a Megadeth concert, they didn't even tell me and surprised me. I, like, look up on the screen, and they're, like, flashing my image. And I went and I said, is that at all your concerts now? And they said, yeah. So that just shows how popular liberty is. Continuing, French leader hits back as winter of discontent looms. That's in Yahoo News via AFP. He's hitting back at 100% tax on the middle class to destroy them and giant new carbon taxes. And he just says, that's the way it is. You want your pensions, don't you, suckers? And again, they could pay all the pensions and have 50% taxes over there. I've seen the numbers. They take the money and destroy it, putting it into derivatives to make you bankrupt and hold you hostage, all perfectly carried out. And, of course, the French president and others have Swiss bank accounts and pay no tax on record. That's mainstream news. But they have armed special forces protecting them. Oh, socialism loves you. Let's continue here. Americans' participation in labor force hits 35-year low. That's just some of. We have Obama on his new carbon tax and other things. It's all coming up. Stay with us, and we have big NSA news.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years, and in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
And deception.
Is it getting better?
Society collapses.
Or do you feel?
When you have one based on justice and truth and innovation, you go to the stars. Let me just run through some more of the headlines. These are up on InfoWars.com. I'll be getting to them in more detail after ManCow leaves us. Poll: almost half of Americans believe Obama knowingly deceived public on health care. And again, that's a Steve Watson article based on a government whitewash. It's more like 10% support the government. Also, NSA can track your location even when your phone is turned off. Paul Watson points out something that's been on the record since 1996, but the childlike public is unaware of. Secret globalist treaty threatens internet freedom. That's the big news we're going to cover at the bottom of the next hour. This is a new huge WikiLeaks intel piece. This is the big news I'm going to cover. Seattle police deactivate Wi-Fi spy grid after privacy outcry. Wasn't supposed to be turned on yet and is illegal the way it's grabbing your data. Okay? We told you it's illegal. And the big issue is they got caught lying days before we leaked the document. They told the local news that they weren't grabbing your data and that it was a police communication system. Of course you lie to your enemy when you're in conducting operations, because it's not illegal for them because they're a foreign army and the police don't even know that. They're compartmentalized. Oh, you didn't know you worked for the offshore banks in a globalist Agenda 21 takeover? Better find out what a technocracy is, boys. It's a plan from 1931, and it's in place right now. And actually, Wired Magazine's reporting on it today. I'm going to tell you about it in just a moment. Continuing here, school's new spy system places children under complete surveillance. Yeah, they have a Department of Defense system where it listens to everything the kids do, but they have computers that watch, AI computers, how much of the food you eat to put that in your database. That was in the San Antonio Express News 2 years ago, that the smart cameras calculate how many calories your child eats, recognizing an apple, a sandwich, you name it, and how much they eat, and it's calculated. They have smart, but it's okay if a camera watches your kid and puts it in a database because it's for their nutrition. Mommy and daddy can't pack a lunch. They're not trusted. And again, microphones listen to everything, but they go, it's a gunshot detector. And we hear what Bobby has to say. It all goes in a permanent record, a permanent file. Everything they say about mommy and daddy, and they have the questions in class about what are in mommy and daddy's medicine cabinet in the sixth grade English class. That's all on record. And it all goes in a computer database to check for plagiarism. Really, it's to put it in a database. Everything being tracked, everything in a giant scientific laboratory to wreck society and end freedom forever. You're living in the middle of it. And they don't care if you wake up. They're launching the offshore barges that are hooked into all the devices as Trojan horses that you've accepted, and they're going to continue dehumanization operations with satellites and barges. They even have military offshore command bases if we try to remove the grid domestically. They have to oversee things when the bioweapon is released, after all, don't they? Because they love you so much. They care about you. The government's there to... there to help you. Let me show you some of the latest news here dealing with Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act that's got many people getting 500%+ increases. Obama administration poised to exempt unions from Obamacare tax. I told you the Democrats are all going to get exempted if you're part of a mafia crew, and then it'll be on everybody else. So see, that's their new celebration. So that's good criminal operation. Total discrimination, where only certain groups don't have to have it. But see, that's okay. Because, see, they tell you discrimination is all black-white to distract you from the fact that we're all having our future destroyed, as a Federal Reserve officer just went public and admitted that QE Unlimited is ruining the average person's future. But don't worry about that. An NFL lineman said something at a bar. That's the big news. Take your vaccines. Oh, here's another one. Obamacare scored 50-1. Cancellations versus enrollments. It's for the children. WebMD pockets millions from feds to promote Obamacare. We're going to be getting into that with ManCal. It's all part of being paid to the Washington Times to promote lies in the new future media. That's how this whole system works. Here's another one. More than a million Californians are having insurance canceled by Obamacare, but Wasserman Schultz says no one's been canceled, so everything's fine. They wouldn't lie to us. They care about us. Soros Link Group pushes sex to sell Obamacare. They put out big posters saying, get some. And it's so sexy when you're for Obama. They tell all the women, if he's for Obama, well, then you know what the Nazis actually did that. They said, if a man is in the Nazi party, it's your job, even if you're married, if he wants sex, give it to him immediately. That's on record, by the way. And the Nazis also restricted smoking first to set a precedent that they were in charge. But it's like, hey, drop your drawers. He supports them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Eric Mankell Mueller is our guest. He's a syndicated radio host, of course, been a co-host on the Morning Fox Show for more than a decade. And he also has a hit show on the History Channel right now, God, Guns, and Automobiles, with his brother, of course, Mark Mueller of Max Motors. And the reason I got him on today and asked him to come on was because I was on his radio show today, and I'm back on it tomorrow, popping in with news updates. And Mankell is one of the few people I can talk to who's been on talk radio for decades, who knows how the news works, who understands things. Like he said on his show today, I see Obamacare press releases on his website, and then I see it word for word on CNN and MSNBC that night. They are literally loading the teleprompters word for word with whatever the White House says. And how he sees an Obamacare supporter sticker on a car and literally has to control himself not to ram their vehicle. I mean, I have these exact same type of thoughts because I'm so sick of the gullibility of people that do not know how media works, do not know how this stuff operates. So I say a lot of things on Mancow's show that will get him to then blurt out things that he's confirmed separately going through it. So I was mentioning how they're coming out with all these internet censorship bills, and I've got a UN secret treaty that our government's already signed on to that WikiLeaks just leaked today. Kurt Nemo has that article at Infowars.com. Secret globalist treaty threatens internet freedom. We broke that the white boxes are NSA-run, going in nationwide, stealing all your phone data illegally. The Seattle police, within 24 hours, said they've turned them off and admitted they're illegal. That's not national news. That's now not in mainstream news. That's how controlled the media is. We break it, secret documents, the police put out a press release and say we're turning it off. The city council in Seattle's freaking out. Turns out it's going in nationwide. This should be one of the top stories in the world. Secret boxes stealing all your cell phone data, tracking you in real time, face scanning you, you name it. It's not even news, folks. Okay, this is how dark it's gotten. This is how many minutes close to midnight we've gotten. I mean, I'm freaked out every second now. I always slept like the dead. I can't even sleep now. I'm so freaked out historically, knowing historically where we're at from studying history. I mean, this is insane. Wired Magazine says our government has weaponized the internet. Here's how they did it. And admits the whole thing surveilling you, tracking you, and using data against you economically. You go, well, what do I have to hide? They're predators. Look at Obamacare, designed to rip you off, designed to not work. And it was Mancow months ago that said, you watch, when it comes out, it won't work. It's designed to be a total fraud. And he was absolutely right. So he joins us now. So I'm just setting this up here because I'm on his show. And he's talking about what's next in media control. And I said, well, all the mainstream media is dying because people know they're lying. Alternative media is exploding, but they're doing everything they can to cut off money to it so we can't operate. We have giant audiences, are routinely number one in major cities, on some of the same stations as Mancow I'm on, like Orlando and others, and they come in and buy the station and take us off. Number one in cities, up against the competition, on stations that are even small, and they take us off. See, you don't get a brass ring. You don't get a trophy for being number one. You get taken off the air. Okay, I'm going to explain how this works. And now they want to shut down the internet and the alternative because we're beating them there and we're taking over. They don't want DrudgeReport.com. They don't want Infowars.com. They don't want Mancow.com. They don't want WorldNetDaily.com. They don't want TheBlaze.com, Breitbart.com. You can say, well, none of those groups are perfect. I'm not perfect. The point is the establishment sees us as the enemy because we're free agents, period. We're not serving them. We have red blood. We don't like being run over. Now, I say the next phase, as the Pentagon has announced, Document Cam Police, is they're going to spend billions buying off the media, billions buying off the media, and then once they've done that, they are going to then just start shutting off the smaller blogs, and they're also going to try to buy people off through different conduits. So that's the bottom line there. Here's the Washington Post from earlier this year. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. And remember, the Pentagon came out and said on record that they are going to go out and, quote, work with alternative media and try to create partnerships. That means covert partnerships, black ops. Now, how this works, we're going to go to Mancow right now, is I was offered $3.5 million like 13, 14 years ago to sell out to one of the major networks. And they told me, you will not talk about the New World Order, the Federal Reserve, the government dealing drugs, any of that stuff. You will be a mainline conservative. And I said, no. So years later, a deal came along for over $9 million, close to 10. And people said, well, why don't you say who did it? Well, you sign agreements in these meetings. Or you go in and it's all in confidence. I can say what I've been offered before, and some of it's come out in the news before, but I won't say who did it or how it all happened, because if you ever do that, then you never even get the intel of the offers. So I'm on Mancow's show telling the story, and then he goes, yes, that just happened to me last week. And the point is, this is intensifying right now. They are buying up the opposition right now, And Mancow did not go along with that. And so he can tell you now from an insider perspective, this is a major guy with a hit show on History Channel, other shows in the works, Fox News contributor, syndicated radio show. He's already made, you know, tens of millions of dollars in radio. He's a real major player. This is real. This is credible. This is what's going on in America, folks. This is how they're taking down the media. Because most people, like Armstrong Williams, sold out for a quarter mil to promote No Child Left Behind. A small talk show host. A small columnist. Okay? You know, he gets a quarter mil to sell out. Mancow gets offered $9+ million. Mancow, there is the intro, sir. Tell us exactly. And then you've got some big Hollywood insider news, what they told you about knowing Obama, living with Obama. Go ahead.
Alex, look, I knew Obama before he was anybody. I knew about the church before anything because here was a Christian church that celebrated Islam. Harry Lennox was just in. I told you about this. I think that's a blockbuster story. The star with James Spader of this hit show, The Blacklist. And he told me that he was the actor hired to teach Obama to be Harry Lennox. Watch The Blacklist and you can see Obama. That this is an actor that we've hired in our president. All right, look, I went to number one on WABC in New York. And they said, well, what happens now? I said, I get fired. I had number one show in Chicago on Q101, Emmis Corporation. Emmis means truth. And I personally found them to be a bunch of liars. But they came to me and they said, look, we don't want you on the Fox News channel. And there was many issues, but we want you to support Hillary. We don't like seeing you on TV. We don't want you to syndicate. We don't. And that's it. And I said, fine. Now I'm going to tell you something you're going to disagree with, but let me continue here. It was actually 2 weeks ago, one of these major corporations, I got offered $9.5 million for a 3-year deal. No comedy, no musical elements. And they wanted me to lean towards and promote Obama. And I said, no. Now, I have to say, I feel a little bit like Noah. I'm sure you do as well. As the flood is here. And you and I have dear friends, Alex, who have sold out. And I ask your listeners, when you have somebody you love, a radio personality or a TV host that you love, and all of a sudden, wait a minute. Now they're promoting something that they hated. Well, wait a minute. I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. I'm this. And they're doing company line. They're doing party line. Even though it's against everything that they didn't agree with a week ago. Why is that? Well, because it's the script. And, of course, I often wonder, why am I sitting here working so hard when I could sell out and it would be so much easier to just go along? So, look, this company, the point that I want to make that you're not going to like, and people aren't going to like, I have a right not to hire somebody that I don't want to hire. I have a right to tell my employees, I don't like your stupid haircut. I don't want you coming in here with a death metal shirt. Cover up your tattoos. No, I want to see your. I want to see your face. I don't want you wearing a burqa.
Yeah, but Mancow, I've got to say this. Look. Hold on. Yeah, but here's the deal. They've taken our money, our tax money.
Going, Mancow, you love free speech, and the band the Black Crowes had a woman's private area on the front of their CD, and they wanted me to go against Walmart. Well, look, Walmart has a right to say no. A major corporation, and yes, they've got friends of the Obama administration, has a right to say, Mancow, we're going to pay you $9.5 million, but you have to support Obamacare. They have a right to say that, Alex, and I have a right to say no.
Mancow, I absolutely, totally disagree with you, because this isn't, let me stop you. This isn't like you're going to work at Twin Peaks Burger Bar with girls being scantily clad and the uniform and the uniform is Daisy Dukes and then you disagree with it. Sure, you go to work there, they have a right to say that's their dress code. This is where you've got a combine of offshore banks, the military-industrial complex, who's got control of banker bailout money and taxpayer money, using that money through media combines they own to go out and then basically shut down the rest of the media through regulation and then basically buy everyone off to put out their message. That's what's going on. And I understand you're coming out talking about a major deal you refused, and you don't want to totally burn bridges. And I understand when the devil puts their arm around your, their arm around your neck and offers you something really great, you know, you push the devil away, but you still say, man, you're sexy. I get all that. But come on, this shows. Look at Armstrong Williams being paid off with taxpayer money to go out and promote No Child Left Behind. My point is, this is going on everywhere. This is happening everywhere.
Alex,
hmm?
You're not going to hire somebody that hates the Alex Jones Show. You're not going to hire. Look, yes, I understand what you're saying, but they certainly, whatever you want to label them,
they stole all the money. They stole the economy. They're exempt from all the taxes.
They have a right to say.
Now they buy everything up.
Obama, and I have a right to say I don't want to do that. Now, is it sad? Do I wish that they would support free speech? Yes. Is it discouraging? Yes.
No, I'll tell you what's not fair. You know, more Hollywood folks than I do.
The Tribune is firing everybody. The Sun Times was the size of the LA phone book when I came to Chicago. Now it's three pages of race baiting. I watched Scott Pelley and Brian Williams. And they on ABC, CBS, and, you know, all the rest, the propagandists, and they're reading the press releases that you and I get but refuse to read. And I think people know that the mainstream newspapers, which are over, they know that ABC, CBS, NBC, and the rest, that it's White House propaganda, and don't believe the illusion. They're failing. So we will win, Alex. We are winning. And by the way, I've read the end of the book, and so have you. Good wins, and God wins. And I don't want people to get discouraged.
No, I hear you. But listen, I appreciate your courage on your own show talking about being given this offer and then refusing it. My only issue is this. They're trying to bring back the fairness doctrine so that we can't have our free speech. The FCC is announcing that. They are persecuting the Tea Party with the IRS and the pro-life groups.
Yeah.
They are funding all these new Akron groups as Obama navigators to rip everybody off.
My point is,
you being given this offer to leave Obama alone is clearly part of the larger takeover, is what I'm getting at.
What's the question, though? Is it disgusting? Is it sickening? Does it sadden me? Would I like to be able to have more money for my children? Of course. My soul is not for sale. And I hope that more good people stand up. Look, the fact is Obama has more whistleblowers in his administration than all other administrations combined. People are standing up. Of course, their lives are being destroyed. Nobody's allowed to really talk truthfully about Benghazi. You know that 200 of the top military people in America have been fired. I mean, this is a coup d'etat. Obama is, you know, if you question Obama, you get destroyed. I get audited year after year, as you do, illegally. Do I like it? No. The fight goes on, and I hope that people listening will join us.
Yeah.
Believe me, it'd be much easier to go along, and I think most people just go along and take their paycheck and enjoy the end of the world being televised. I can't live that way.
Well, listen, Mancow, I agree with you, but here's an example of the censorship. Everyone I know in Hollywood, you know more people than I do, you know everybody. Everybody I know in Hollywood, almost everybody, unless it's I'm having dinner with Sean Penn and he's like basically a low-grade moron, everyone in Hollywood that I talk to, almost all of them, are not really liberals, they're not socialists, they're not even conservatives, they're libertarians, what you'd call conspiracy theorists. That just means they don't believe known liars. They don't believe the system. But they all say, I'll be kicked off TV, I'll be kicked out of movies if I don't go along with this. There's a few mob bosses up at the top, and I've been in meetings with these studio heads and people, they are like mob bosses, who literally have everybody living under fear. James Woods has come out and said he's been told he'll never work again because he dared criticize Obama. This is a tyranny. We all need to stand together like James Woods and others and say enough is enough. This makes McCarthy and his blacklist look like nothing, Mancow, is what I'm saying.
Well, and was McCarthy right? Is Hollywood loaded with socialists and commies? And by the way, everybody, look, Ted Cruz made a mistake. My take was, let it go, let it fail. The man felt like he had to fight. But by the way, as everybody was bashing, you know, the rhinos, Republican in name only, the lamestream Republicans, which are, you know, they're, look, it's Hulk Hogan versus Iron Sheik. It's all fake. Republican versus Democrat is fake at this point. But everybody was going after Ted Cruz. Everything Ted Cruz said was the truth. Everything that you and I are saying is the truth. Look, I, as I told you yesterday, I just want to steer my car. I mean, I'm kidding, but, you know, a guy at this point that has an I Heart Obamacare bumper sticker, I mean, look, it's intellectually dishonest. Obama is doing everything that Bush did times 10, but, you know, look, I have in the top black comedians, and they say, well, we won't say anything because he's African-American and we're African-American. The Democrats and the liberals won't say anything, but boy, they wouldn't stop belly aching under Bush. The ignorance that's going on, the intellectual lies, the party first. I mean, this is like Nazi Germany. I mean, it's really, I mean, you know, party first, the party, and the government. And I mean, Alex, I can go on and on about this. I mean, if it's one of our kids that gets kidnapped or hurt, who cares? If our building gets destroyed, who cares? If it's Kevin Trudeau, they're saying he may get life in prison. Well, who didn't know Kevin Trudeau was a con artist? I thought he was a lovable con artist. That's the guy that had the fake late-night TV show, you know. He's been on my show. He's an interesting character. But he may get life in prison. But, boy, if it's the government, we have to feel sorry. They investigate themselves. Nobody gets in trouble. If one of their buildings or one of their people get hurt, or the TSA, somebody gets shot, oh, my God, the end of the world.
No, I hear you, Madcow. Stay there. Listen, I've got to go to break. We're going to come back and talk about that actor that gave you inside intel on Obama being groomed from being a child. Stay there.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
All right, man, got to go. He was waiting to go in and get his kids, but we're going to get him back on in the future. He was telling me on his show today about Harry Lennox. He played the head FBI guy on Superman, Man of Steel, a bunch of TV shows. And Harry Lennox was there at his studio and afterwards said, look, I knew Obama for years and even lived right by him and was friends with him. And he's a horrible rat and all this other stuff. And just, and he said, was basically groomed from a child to be president. And so Mancow was bringing all that up. And it turns out Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, all of them are like CIA babies. If you look at Obama's mother, his grandfather, his grandmother, all CIA, all foundation run from the beginning. And that's my point. This is a scientific takeover plan. I could tell Mancow, though, was very irritated. Because he said, oh, I'll come on your show and talk about that. And I could tell once he got on air and was talking about turning down that $9 million, he was really upset by the time he went to break and had to go. So, but I mean, people need to know about that stuff. They need to understand that these type of things are indeed happening. And so when you see people out there that are promoting establishment, anti-gun, anti-family, they're being paid, folks. They're being paid by the government, and in many cases via government through contracts, stimulus money, through MSNBC, through some of the big radio syndicators. They are being paid to do this. That's what's going on. And now they're coming in with the next salvo in all this. And that's why folks need to absolutely support this broadcast and radio stations that carry this. The globalists are destroying the economy so that only they have money and only they have the QE unlimited cash, the fiat counterfeit money they create, the digital money, so they can buy everything up. See, they have to crash things so that they can literally scoop it all up, not just so they own it, but so they totally can social engineer and control it. And that's why if you're listening to us on an AM or FM affiliate, you've got to support the local sponsors. You've got to support the local station and spread the word about it. You've got to support this show. You've got to spread the word about this broadcast. You've got to spread the word about InfoWars.com. And I know you are, but do it even more. And you've got to financially support us. I have been blessed enough to learn how to make films and have a subscription site and all the stuff that I just fell into over the years as ways to get the word out. And then it became funding mechanisms where we can fund ourselves. Most talk show hosts get a paycheck. They have a boss. And it's very hard to find a boss that'll let you tell the truth. I am my own boss. I am my own media system. It's one of the only things like this in the world. Probably, well, it is an original. Like Drudge Report is an original. There's not many things that are truly standalone. Mancow is an original. He's the real deal. But it's bad. And you've got to come to the realization that we are watching the meltdown of society. You can't sell out to a collapse, folks. I'm selling out to reality and justice and survival. I'm resisting. That's the only path. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. You got everybody selling out, folks. I use the analogy of prostitutes and people out in Los Angeles can't even get paid now, basically, to be on tape. Because there's so many women that want to sell their bodies that it drove down the price. It's the same thing, folks, with all of you selling out. You sold out for nothing. There's nothing even there. Now those of us that won't sell out, the price goes up and up and up and up and up and up. And I watch people begging the establishment to let them sell out. The establishment doesn't need them. We need your support, folks. You back us. We've got more of the incredible Atomic Nation iodine in, the proprietary one-of-a-kind system. If you want it, we've got it. And your purchase supports the broadcast. We have discounts when you order more than one bottle. InfoWarsLife.com. And we have 20% off on the ProPure water filtration.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.